Empower Radio presents The Butterfly Moment. It's the classic quantum leap in personal growth. Now here are your hosts for The Butterfly Moment, John Shelter and Carrie Hall on Empower Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Butterfly Moment, my favorite time of the week because I have the best job in the world. My name is John Shelter.
And I'm Carrie Hall.
The Butterfly Moment is the show that talks to extraordinary people doing extraordinary things. And I think we really have somebody doing something extraordinary.
I agree, John.
His name is Robbie Imers, and we'll get to him in just a moment. But we're very excited, and we'll talk more about it in just a second. This is the show that believes in the butterfly moments, those special moments in life that we can remember. We're going to ask Robbie about his. That time of the caterpillar leaving the cocoon and realizing that it is much more than he thought. That it was one of the most beautiful creatures on earth. And that, best of all, it can fly. Before we get to our incredible guest, I've got a question that I ask every week. What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? What's on your bucket list? What are the things in your life that day to day you think you're going to get to, but you never seem to have the amount of time? Maybe you're reacting kind of like reacting to life as opposed to stepping into it. The phone answers, someone beeps their horn, someone calls your name. What if you could live your life with more passion, power, and purpose? What is your butterfly moment? Well, Carrie and I can help you with this. We're both life coaches, and we'd love to have you experience a free session, 55 minutes focused totally on you, where we could talk to you about what your hopes and dreams are, what's standing in your way, what are the strategies you're using to get there. I read something interesting about the Coast Guard. When they're rescuing out at sea, the first people that they rescue are those swimming toward you. Are you swimming towards your goals, or are you swimming away? Those are questions that we can ask and answer. So you can find us online through Empower Radio, which is part of this wonderful organization, empowerradio.com. Or our website, butterflylifecoach.com. You can Google us on the internet. That's our URL. Or you can call directly to my cell phone, 586-997-HELP, which is 4357. And again, we can talk about scheduling you an appointment where we can make you or allow you to be the butterfly that you're supposed to be and maybe interviewed on this show. By the way, I was thinking on my way over here today that if you have people that you would like to hear from, we'd love to consider them as having being guests on our show.
Carrie, yeah, so don't feel shy about giving us your suggestions, people. We'd love to hear from you.
And if there's any kind of feedback that you have in terms of the direction that the show is going, we like to consider that, you know, that we're being of service to you and that we're answering your questions and dealing with the topics that you want to. So don't be shy. Don't be shy. Anyway, I'm very excited. As you know, Karen and I love kids. We're part of the Butterfly Association that deals with at-risk kids. And we have a superstar on the show today. We're going to get him over to talk to the kids at the Butterfly Foundation because he's such an inspiration. Carrie, can you tell us a little bit more about Robbie Imers?
Yeah, I'd love to. I think Robbie Imers is an inspiration not only to children everywhere, but to adults. Certainly, you're one of my heroes, Robbie. Mm-hmm. Robbie is just what his mom says. He's a normal 14-year-old kid, just like anybody else, loves you know, sports and friends and all kinds of activities, except that Robbie has a lot of friends that are homeless and he feeds them. And he's been doing this for almost 4 years, actually probably over 4 years now. And he has a foundation called the Imers Foundation. So, Robbie, how did this happen? How did you get it in your heart that you wanted to go help people who couldn't, you know, who didn't have a place to live, who were homeless and who were hungry?
Great story. Go ahead, Robbie.
Well, one day my grandma's friend asked me to go down to Detroit to, like, pass out a few blankets to the homeless. And you know how you'll be driving down to the Tigers game and see maybe one or two homeless people mm-hmm. on, like, the street corner
yep.
asking for food or stuff? Well, when I went down there at the time, there was about 50 homeless people. And I never thought there was, like, more than those one or two people. So
right.
it really made a big impact on me. Like, I got to start helping with
wow.
this.
Hmm.
That's great, Robbie. And how many years ago was that?
That was 5 years ago.
5 years ago. Well, and so what exactly do you do, Robbie, to help these people who have become your friends?
We bring water, food, clothes, hygiene products, stuff like that down every week.
Now, is this on Saturdays?
Yes, at 12:30.
At 12:30 on Saturday. And where do you go, actually?
Oh, we go to Martin Luther King on Boulevard and 3rd.
Okay, so Martin Luther King Boulevard. And I'm sorry, did you say Martin Luther King and 3rd?
Yeah, it's right in front of a homeless shelter named the NSO.
Oh, okay, the National Service Organization. Yeah, wait a minute. National Service Organization, no? Neighborhood,
neighborhood
service neighborhood, organization.
Yeah, neighborhood.
That's right, because that's where I first met you and your grandmother. We were at an event for the neighborhood service organization with J.K. Simmons, who was in town to throw out the first pitch for the Tiger game a couple years ago, I think.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, that was really fun. So this is really cool, Robbie. So your grandmother, Cindy, and you went down there. Your eyes were open, so to speak. You saw something that you didn't even know existed, and you just said, I'm going to help.
Yeah, how did that unfold? I mean, did you buy sandwiches that day, or what was the steps to get to where you are today?
Basically, the steps were like, so I went home, and every foundation has a logo. And like a quote, you know, like their mm-hmm. thing that they usually say. Well, my first donation was to Miguel Cabrera Foundation.
Hmm.
So, and they had a quote that I thought was cool, and I liked how he named like his foundation after his name. So, I named mine the Imers Foundation, and I came up with a quote like, you know, like nobody deserves to be homeless, and like sharing is caring.
Yeah, I like that. Your sharing is caring. That's right.
So what you went down and you got the name. And so what do you do about the food and the drink? What were you doing at first, you know, couple of
well,
events?
Well, at first,
yes.
I went home and my grandma and my aunt surprised me by making me a Facebook page because I really wanted to start a foundation, but I didn't really know how to. So they just created me a Facebook page and like, in a few weeks, I had, like, maybe a couple hundred people that were following me, and they were donating to me, and, yeah.
Wow. What kind of stuff were they donating?
Like, food, water, clothes, yeah, stuff like that.
Hmm.
That's awesome. Now, I understand that you've had some corporate sponsors along the way. I know Andiamo's has helped out, the Olive Garden.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Andiamo's, they will come down twice a month.
Uh-huh.
And they'll bring their food truck down there and they'll pass out over 200 hot meals.
Wow, 200 hot meals. Lots of good pasta and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie, what would you say to someone, particularly an adult, that might have the opinion that you're too young to make any type of dent in homelessness or feeding the hunger? What would be your response?
Well, my response is probably like, okay, say like you don't have like enough money to do that, or say that you do think you're too young. Well, say if you have like a water or something and you bring it down there and you just give it to one person, say it's like a really hot day, well, you're saving a life right there because they could have died from dehydration.
Hmm. So basically you're saying that, like Mother Teresa, everyone, the power of one, everyone can do something, right? And if it's just, you know, getting an extra sandwich and or a water bottle and sharing it with one person, you've helped, right?
Yes, yeah.
And it seems like this is growing into something bigger and better, right? Give us the trajectory. What happened after these first couple of incidences? How did it grow?
Well, I found some lawyers contacted me, and then they said that because I wanted to become a nonprofit, and they contacted me, and they walked me through the steps for free.
Wow.
And they ended up getting me a nonprofit. So now I'm a nonprofit.
Okay. And how do you get food? You know, what do you do as a nonprofit? Do you have a board of directors, or who's involved?
Well, my board of directors is basically my family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great, Robbie. And I understand that you have a special friend called Walter the Woodcarver.
Oh, yeah, Walter.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about Walter?
Yeah, I met him, I think it was like last year. We were just, I was just serving like normal on Saturday, and he was just walking with a bunch of sticks under his arms. And I didn't really know what this guy was doing. So I walked up to him because he was like dropping them, and I asked him if he wanted to help. And my good friend, Mr. Bill, he's a server that comes down each week and serves with us. He helped them too, and we went back to the Detroit Rescue Mission because that's where he was staying at the time. And he had these awesome like wood carvings, and you know, I thought like maybe we should like start selling these, so maybe he's like not homeless anymore, or he can get an apartment.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I understood, now to correct me if I'm wrong, that Walter was going to be phasing out of the Detroit Rescue Mission, and he needed some money to get an apartment. And
yeah.
And then you posted some of his wood carvings on Facebook, and what happened?
They started selling like crazy. And
That's awesome.
Hmm.
And then what happened to Walter?
Walter, now he has an apartment apartment now, and he's back on his feet.
That's a success story.
Now, what has been your reaction to the people? You know, obviously there's a personality and there's a spirit and a soul behind these people that you are giving to. How are they reacting, Robbie?
A lot of them are really happy, and they ask us to pray after. A few of them are like, you know, like mad and upset, but I mean, that's because they've been homeless for so long.
Right. Uh-huh.
But, you know, when you go down there and you know, like a lot of people are scared to go down there, but like when I go down there, I feel like I'm being protected by God, you know,
mm-hmm.
when I step out of that car, there's like a bubble around me just protecting me.
Wow.
Right. Well, you have a lot of passion. And you have a big heart with what you're doing. And I know that you've been up to Flint and helped out with the water crisis. What did you do up there, Robbie?
Me and my grandma and my uncle and my sister, we all went to Myers, I think. And we bought a bunch of water there. And I think it was like 50 packages. And we went to Delta Airlines. They donate like a limited water to us each week. So we went there, we got some water, and we didn't have any really car to bring it up together because it was so much water. We rented a truck, and then we brought all the water up there, we passed it out. It was fun being up there. I have a grandma that lives in Saginaw, so we visited her.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, so you know, Robbie, you've gotten a little bit of press over the years. I know you were on Nightly News, and you were on the Steve Harvey Show. They flew you down to Florida. What was that like?
Oh, that was really fun. They surprised us with VIP cards, and they gave us a tour of the park.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Mm. So what questions did they ask you on TV?
Basically how I got started, what are my future goals, and yeah, and what do I think about doing it, like going sharing.
What are your future goals, Robbie? Where do you see this going?
Well, my future goals are hopefully maybe by next year or 2 years are to get a food truck so I can expand, like going to different more areas and bringing more stuff down there so I can feed, because a lot of the homeless can't get to the area that I'm sharing.
Okay, to the area where you are currently every Saturday, and that is Martin Luther King Boulevard and 3rd?
Yeah.
Yes, and that's in downtown Detroit, and you're usually there about 12:30. Robbie, let's say I have some friends and we want to help. What can we do?
You can just contact me at my Facebook page or my page that I made myself. It's the Imers Foundation.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, yeah. And I understand you're also on Instagram, you're on Facebook, and you're on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Robbie, tell us a little bit more about this food truck, and if somebody wanted to contribute, what would they do?
How much does it cost to have a food truck? How much do you have now, and how much do you need?
I think it's $100,000 for, like, a new one, but I might get, like a old one for like 50. So far I have 21,000 for it.
Wow, all right. That's a great start, Robbie.
A 14-year-old, you're not 14 yet.
Yes, right? He just turned 14.
Okay.
No, I turned 14 in May 29th.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm rushing things.
You're still a teenager though. That's good.
But you've raised over $20,000 so far for a food truck.
Oh, yes.
That's awesome. That's just going to help you do more good.
Of course, I have to ask this because food is one of my favorite preoccupations. Do you like to cook, Robbie?
Oh, yeah, cooking is fun. Before this all started, I had cooking classes with my grandma. She would teach us how to cook special foods.
So your family is very supportive and very much involved in this, correct?
Yes.
What are they doing? Your
mom, Rachel, your grandmother, Cindy, and your sister, Emma.
My sister, Emma, she'll basically they all come down each week and they help me share. My grandma, she usually drives me down because my mom's working.
Mm-hmm.
But my grandma and my mom, they give up a lot of space to their house so I can store my stuff there.
Now, these are donations that you get from...
Yeah, from just, people.
You had mentioned Delta. Delta, is that the airlines that gives you unlimited water?
Yes.
That's wonderful.
So a year from now, what do you see? What's your vision in terms of your foundation and the work that you're going to be doing?
I see a food truck, hopefully, and maybe a building.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you'll have a regular, almost like a cafeteria that they can come to?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Tell us a little bit about your sister, Robbie, Emma, and her work with her furry friends.
Well, my sister, Emma, she used to come down each week, and she didn't really like going down, but she did. But when we'd go down there a few times, she'd see, like, a dog, and she'd get really sad because she really is passionate, and she really loves animals, and she wants to be a veterinarian when she grows up. So we were thinking that, like, we can create a part of the Imers Foundation called Furry Friends that can bring food and water down to the homeless animals or even to, like, the Humane Society and stuff like that.
Wow.
Wow, that's awesome.
Well, tell us what your future goals are. I mean, what do you want to be? You're 14 years old, and... do you want to go to college? Do you want to go to trade school? And how will this fit into this preoccupation with giving to the homeless?
Well, I want to go to Michigan University. And then I want to play baseball for the Detroit Tigers.
All right.
yeah. And then after, maybe be president. But my goal is basically to end homelessness.
Wow, end homelessness. That's wonderful. I really love a quote that I think you have on your Twitter page by Pope Francis. You said it is better to, Pope Francis said it is better to have a church that is wounded but out in the street than a church that is sick because it is closed in it's on itself.
Hmm.
What does that mean to you, Robbie?
It means to me like, I don't know, it's kind of hard to explain.
Okay.
Well, you can try. Like, it's
okay, yeah. It's basically like a church that is, like, doesn't have that much money but is still helping people rather than a church that is, say, that has a lot of money but is keeping it, like, for themselves.
Mm. Wow, that's a good explanation.
So if one of our listeners or somebody on our webpage wants to contact you, what's the best way of doing that? Is you have a number for the foundation, your parents or whatever, if they wanted to make a donation?
Yeah. Probably 586-443-9831. Okay. That's our foundation number. And my Facebook page, the Imers Foundation. Yeah.
And that's E-I-M-E-R-S.
Yes.
The Imers Foundation. And then you also have your Instagram account and then your Twitter account at the Imers Foundation.
Yes.
Yeah. And one more time again, Robbie, the number for your foundation, the phone number is
586-443-9831.
Thank you, Robbie.
Now, where are you looking for these food trucks at? How does one get one of those? Is there a place here in Michigan where they sell them?
I'm just trying to raise some money to get one. I think a few people have contacted me, but I haven't had enough like money for them.
I see.
Right. So
yes.
Well, you know what, Robbie? I hope as a result of this, we're not only raising consciousness, which is huge, but maybe we could raise a few dollars for you to help your friends out in the streets who, you know, need a hot meal.
Yeah.
You know, in doing this, how long has it been, Robbie? A year, 2 years?
No, over 5 years.
5 years, okay.
Yeah, I think I'm going into my...
Fifth, I think.
Year, I think.
You started when you were 9.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What have you learned about, what is your opinion now about the homeless and their circumstance and, you know, how we can all help?
Well, I personally, I don't think anybody deserves to be homeless. And, I mean, I think basically what we can all do is, everybody could pitch in together and we could end homelessness like that. Or even like I said earlier, like just if you don't have anything, you can just bring a water or something. That is helping very big. Because when I first started, it was just me and my grandma. We'd go to the store and buy like maybe like a pack of water or something. I didn't really think it was helping that much. But when you go down there, they like how happy it makes them that they actually have something to drink that day. It really does make a big impact.
Yeah.
Well, Robbie, just thank you for what you do. Thank you for having a big heart and a big passion for this. Thank you for helping other people. I like what you say. Sometimes I know when you get little awards or recognitions, you say, what I do is not about me. It's very, very humble of you.
Yeah. How did that all come about? I guess... doing that kind of work forces a kind of, I don't know, acceptance, maybe enthusiasm for the project as opposed to any kind of reward. Because the way you're talking, it seems that your reward is the reaction that you get from the people that, you know, in our society have pretty much been forgotten about.
And marginalized.
Yeah.
You know, Robbie, I think an actor a long time said, a long time ago, I remember hearing this quote, and he said, he saw someone a little bit less fortunate than him, and he said, but for the grace of God go I. So I think it's always good to remember we're one, and we need to help each other.
Robbie, how's it been in school now that, you know, you're a national celebrity, media star, and how are the kids reacting to this? Are they joining your team, or what's the story?
Well, a lot of them really like what I'm doing and they want to help. But some of their parents think that it's kind of dangerous going down there, but I do have a few friends saying that they want to come down.
Mm-hmm.
And in August, it'll be my sixth year.
Wow, that's awesome.
I'm fascinated. Tell us about your career as running for president and the Detroit Tigers. When did that come about? That's great. Obviously, you love baseball.
Oh, yeah. I think I've been playing baseball for about six years, yeah. I really love baseball. I love the sport, and I really just want to play for the Tigers when I grow up because they're my favorite team. And I want to be the president so, you know, I can end homelessness. I can work on different campaigns to end it.
Mm.
And even bigger problems, like not bigger problems, but, you know, like even more other problems too.
Well, far be it from me to doubt someone who's doing and has done what you've accomplished at such a young age. You know, it's so inspiring to me to know that there's kids like you. And I would, if possible, like to have you come back on the show sometime. And maybe you could come down to Madison Heights and talk to our kids who are part of the Butterfly Foundation. I think that they would be inspired by you. I think that they would really be interested in helping. And okay. I think you guys would really get along.
Thank you, Robbie. Thanks for talking to us today. Thanks for all you do. And please tell your grandmother, Cindy, and your mom, Rachel, and your sister, Emma, that we thank them, too.
Robbie, keep up the good work. You are a blessing to our society and to our world. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.